HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
Have you guys installed the Arogya Setu app? Well, you may not have an option soon. According to my sources, the government has asked the contact tracing app to be pre-installed on smartphones. They had asked for this earlier, but because smartphone manufacturing was shut so far, it wasn't really happening. However, now that things are set to begin again, the app may soon be factory installed on all our smartphones. Speaking of contact tracing apps, Apple and Google released the first version of their contact tracing API for some public health authorities worldwide. Of course, this is meant for those authorities to make contact tracing apps with them, and this is not the final version of the API. The companies say that they want to take feedback from these authorities right now and perfect the API, but they also have made it available so that the authorities can develop the apps faster. Moving on to slightly happier news, WhatsApp this week started allowing people to do 8-person group video calls on the platform. For those of you who follow tech news, you would remember that Mark Zuckerberg had announced that this change was coming. Interestingly, Facebook added a separate Messenger chat rooms feature to its own messaging app, that's Facebook Messenger, and that one does 50 people at a time. To be honest though, it's not surprising that WhatsApp is not getting 50 people, because with a user base of 2 billion, having 50 people on a group chat at the same time could be really, really difficult to manage from a server and data point of view. Lastly, you guys know iFixit, right? For those who don't, these are really cool guys who take phones apart to find out how easy they are to fix, what kind of parts have been used inside, what's the overall cost of the parts that go into a phone, and so on. And this process is called a teardown. So iFixit recently tore down the iPhone SE 2nd Gen, which was just launched by Apple. And they found that the iPhone 8 and iPhone SE similarities don't end just with their looks. It seems that the two phones have interchangeable SIM trays, the taptic engine is the same, and the display assembly, which includes the proximity sensor and the microphones, they are also the same. Is that a good thing though? To be honest, it might be. If you remember how Maruti 800 parts could be used in the original Alto, this is sort of the same thing. What this means is that replacement parts for the iPhone SE will be easier for Apple to source, and they'll be cheaper than they would have been if they were completely new parts. So that's a point in our favor. But of course, it means that Apple is not really innovating a lot anymore, and they're sort of stuck in a design rut, which consumers may not like for a long time. And we'll end this episode with foldable phones. It seems Huawei is working on a new foldable phone which looks like the Samsung Galaxy Fold. A patent found in the company's name on the internet revealed that their next phone will have 3 cameras and it has a tablet-like screen inside, and when you fold it, it has a taller smartphone-like display on the outside. Of course, this looks exactly like the Galaxy Fold, but this is not confirmation of what features Huawei will use or even when or if it will launch the phone.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.